So we're renovating the area behind our house right now into kind of calling it the spa courtyard. It all started because I wanted a cold plunge, and we already had an old bathtub behind the house that had been lying there for 8 years, and so I tipped it up and filled it with water, voila, cold plunge. Well, over time that built into an area that served a bunch of different functions, but as we started envisioning what this space could be, we realized that everything kind of needed to shuffle around. And so I've been doing that. And we're now in the phase where we want to have an outdoor shower sort of coming off the very back of our house. And I was talking with the girls about it last night, and they were saying how they felt like the outdoor shower needed a little 2 or 3 foot wide privacy wall. Because even though there's a courtyard fence, there's a gap in the courtyard fence where right at a critical point, if you're standing in the shower, where it just feels a little too exposed. And I said, no, no, no. I don't want that feeling of being, you know, surrounded by a shower curtain or anything like that. The whole point of the outdoor shower is that you're back there and it's totally private and nobody's going to look through that gap. When things leak out, it's going to feel different. Well, this last night, before I went to bed, I went back there, and maybe it was this morning, I can't remember. And, you know, they're absolutely right. When you're standing where the shower is going to be, it does feel too exposed in that one direction. And 2 or 3 foot wide little privacy fence sticking off the corner of the house would make all the difference in feeling like you were comfortably private back there taking a shower. And so when I went to wake up the girls this morning, I said to them, look, I'm really sorry I shut you guys down about this. You're absolutely right. This needs to happen. What should it look like? And we immediately pulled out a notebook and started drawing and talking about it. And I'm embarrassed that that wasn't my first instinct as a parent, but this is what I found as a parent, is that I often get things wrong in my initial reaction to my children. And it seems futile to assume, or hubristic to assume, that I will ever be at a point where I get things right most of the time with them. But what does seem realistic is that I could value being willing to change my position upon examining the evidence when they come to me with something. And I think it's so important that we are able to do this with our kids, because, well, a lot of times we just don't even, right? We're not working with the same set of information. They had stood there where the shower is going to be and thought one thing. I hadn't stood there and thought about it, really. And they were absolutely right. And not only do we need to be able to do this with our kids, we need to be able to do this changing our minds and admitting when we were wrong about something. We need to be able to do this in all aspects of our lives. We need to be able to do it with other people. We need to be able to do it publicly when appropriate, and probably most of all, we need to be able to do it with ourselves. It's super tempting when you feel like your back is against the wall to have an opinion and feel like that's just how you're going to feel about it. End of story, the end, forever. But realistically, that's not how any of us operate. We operate across time, and that means that across time, even if you don't set out to examine your beliefs will change. And you will end up feeling embarrassed, looking back at your previously held beliefs, if you held them so deeply that you weren't willing to examine them in the moment. Now, maybe you examine something in the moment and you think, you know what, yeah, I was right about that. But it's really important that you're able to take that moment to examine it. Here's some things that I found that helped me examine my stances in the moment. The first thing is to do it in private. It's really hard to, well, it's a mark of maturity that I don't have, apparently. It's really hard to have a belief and then to be willing to reconsider it in public. A lot of times we need to do that in private in order to feel safe enough to let go of the thing that you're holding on to. The second thing is that it's important that we avoid labeling ourselves as much as possible. You know, it's a lot harder to let go of an opinion that you feel like defines you than it is to let go of something that you think is just, you know, the sort of logical conclusion that you've come to. Hold on. Unlock the car. Good girl, Maisie. Come hop in. Come on. Willa, come on. Let's go. Hop in. You got this. You can do this. It's a short jump. Let's go. Come on. Come on. You got this. Hop, hop. Let's go. Come on. There you go. Good girl. Willa, hop in. In. Let's go. Good girl. And so, let's see, where was I? So, examining your beliefs in private is helpful. Trying to make sure that you don't hold beliefs so tightly to your identity that they are difficult for you to let go of, because that would sort of painfully shake up your identity. In fact, having an identity of someone who is willing to examine and reconsider their beliefs is perhaps the healthiest identity to have, because it allows you to do this. It actually uses that sense of we want to have an opinion about ourselves as being a certain kind of person, and it allows you to kind of sidestep this potential problem. There we go. And then I'd say the last thing would be that having people who you can talk to about your changed belief, either the people who you disagreed with, being able to come back to them and say, you know what, I've changed my mind, I think you're right, or this is what I now think. Having those sorts of relationships is crucial. And it's not easy sometimes, because sometimes you're scared of what they're going to think of your opinion. But having the courage to say that to people is crucial, because it means that you then have relationships with people where there's that level of trust that they feel like you're going to tell them if your sense of what is true changes, and therefore when you say, nope, it hasn't changed, I still feel this way, they don't feel like you're the kind of person, because you're not the kind of person, who will just knee-jerk reactions stick with their original opinion, and therefore they're going to be more willing to engage with your opinion with you and take it under consideration, because they feel like you will take their thoughts under consideration as well. So it's a two-way street. Anyway, that's what I'm telling my kids. Thanks for listening.